Hi there, this is David Griffiths of Stone Harbor Investment Partners, and welcome to our review of this week's comments on credit for Friday, April the 26th, 2024. This week, global bond yields remained under upwards pressure ahead of the Federal Reserve Board meeting next week. While no change in policy is anticipated, the release of further data this week showing still stubborn inflation pressures in the US led investors to expect a more cautious tone with respect to any monetary easing by the Fed following its meeting. We saw two-year Treasury yields move back up to close to the 5% mark, as the Fed easing cycle is now not projected to begin until around the end of this year. In Japan, the central bank has been faced with something of the opposite problem of the Federal Reserve, accelerating growth but softer inflation. This led to a relatively dovish outturn from this week's Bank of Japan meeting, which has pushed the yen down to fresh 34-year lows, raising expectations of possible intervention to support the currency. Meanwhile, monetary policymakers in Europe have generally been more sanguine about near-term inflation pressures, and the easing cycle there is still projected to begin around the summer. Despite the pressure from core interest rates, emerging market debt spreads tightened during the week, led by the high-yielding non-investment grade portion of the market. We saw Argentina, Venezuelan and Pakistani bonds all posting returns in excess of 2% for the week. As we examine in the chart of the week, stronger global growth appears to be feeding through into an improvement in the global trade cycle, which is supporting emerging market growth and insulating them to some extent from higher rates in the core developed bond markets. In the Economist Corner, we dissect the recent uptick seen in core inflation readings globally. The uptick appears to be led by the US and Australia, while Europe seems to have somewhat lower inflation pressures, and this will probably support some divergence in the timing of monetary easing cycles as we go through the year. Elsewhere in the weekly, rather than our usual snapshot of emerging market developments this week, we share some of the insights obtained by some members of our investment team that attended the spring meetings of the IMF and World Bank in Washington, D.C. last week. These meetings offer the chance to engage with a number of sovereign credits in person, which helps to inform our investment decisions. We briefly review some of the credits we met with that impressed us with progress on and commitments to reform in the current environment. These include Egypt, Jordan, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Serbia. We also highlight countries we met with that left us more concerned with the outlook for their fundamentals, such as Lebanon and Tunisia. I hope you find this week's comments useful. Please do not hesitate to contact myself or one of my colleagues if you have any questions or feedback. Wishing you all a good weekend.